edition of the Cat's Pajamas, and there's tons more of fantastic stuff coming up. My name is Eleanor Waring. I am a member of CITR's Student Executive, and for the next half hour, I am joined by two very lovely ladies from the F-Word Conference that happens at UBC in May. Before we get to that interview, I'll just let you know the track that we started off with. That was by White Poppy, and that was off of her Kingfisher Blues 7-inch that came out earlier in 2013, and that song was called Mirage Man. I saw her play actually with one of the girls that's with me here, and she is really awesome to see live. It's very relaxing music, and she's based out of Victoria right now, but I think she's gone on a tour through Europe, so hopefully that is going well. All right, so Marina and Megan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey.
What is the F-Word Conference?
Yeah, so hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Marina.
So we're both part of the Gender, Race, Sexuality, and Social Justice Undergrad Students Association. So we've actually been doing this conference, I'm getting confused, for 5 years.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been involved in it for 3 of those.
And last year was my first year being involved. So excited, though.
Yeah, so this is our 5th annual conference. It's basically a student-led and directed conference on feminism and activism. It's hosted by us. It's completely free, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's an all-day conference, so 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. It basically consists of undergraduate students presenting papers. Anything really related to feminism is welcome.
Cool.
Yeah.
It moves across activist and academic disciplines. So we also have a bunch of community organizations that show up every year to do workshops with us. This year we're going to be joined by Fat Panic, which is a group that raises awareness and educates about sizeism and the importance of body positive discourses. We also have WAVA, Women Against Violence Against Women, which work to end all forms of violence against women, and they provide support and healing for women that have experienced violence. And we're also going to be joined by Community, raising awareness and educating youth about the dangers of homophobia and transphobia. And we also have the First Nations Student Association right here from UBC, who's doing a panel on Indigenous feminisms. So we're, like, really excited about it. And we're also hoping to hear from Anya, the Urban Native Youth Association, as well as the Battered Women Support Services, to see if they'll also join us.
Oh, my goodness. So many things.
Yeah.
That's really, really fantastic. So can you walk me through, like, sorry, did you say it's 1 or 2 days? It's 1 day.
It's 1 day, yeah.
And what would a day, if somebody was going to attend the conference, mm-hmm. like for the whole day, what would that kind of look like?
Yeah, so everybody arrives at 9. We start off with breakfast.
Yes, it is fully catered food for the whole day, by the way. Cool. Just a bonus to everything else.
So during breakfast, we have our opening keynote, who this year we're super excited to have Dr. Dora Nason be our opening keynote. She is a professor in the English department as well as the First Nations Studies department.
Nice.
Yeah, so after breakfast, we have 6 different panels, and they are all going to be happening simultaneously, and so you can choose, like, between, I think it's like 2 at a time.
Yeah. And it's composed of, like, a bunch of different undergraduate students, and we put them together into groupings according to what topics they're speaking on.
Okay.
So you, like, for example, last year we had international feminisms as one.
Mm-hmm. We had a critical race panel.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, you get a full, like, brochure of the day, and you can choose which panel sounds most interesting to you. Then you'll go to that panel, you'll hear the presentations.
And then you'll have lunch, which is a time to also, like, really collaborate with other people and talk about the ideas that you've been hearing throughout the day and, like, just make friends and mingle, because we're all part of this really common grouping of people that, mm-hmm. like, explore feminism together, so it's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the afternoon, we have a few more panels as well as community workshops, and that's where the community organizations come in.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
And then we end the day with dinner, fully catered dinner. And a lot of great food. And then our closing keynote, who is Dr. Daniel Heath Justice, the chair of the FNSP program. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
That sounds like a fantastic day. And it's free.
Yes.
Free. It's free. Totally free.
Who provides the catering?
It's kind of changed throughout the years, but this year...
This year for... dinner, I think we're going to go with Indian food.
Nice.
We usually get Indian from Moria.
Moria, which we're super excited about. And then, like, what do we usually do for lunch? It's, like, sandwiches along those lines.
Yes. Yeah. It's important. Well, I feel like that's such a key theme in so many of the things that happen on campus. You know, people offer food, but it gets people there.
Oh, totally.
Which is awesome. Like, why not? And then they're there, and they're like, yes, this is the best.
Happy to be there. And
totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. Cool. And you guys have, so you've been doing it for your entire time at UBC, Megan?
Yeah, I guess so. I started my first year, yeah.
And were you a coordinator at that point, or did you just attend, or?
The first 2 years, I actually did what Marina's doing now. Oh, so okay. I was the community liaison, which was a really cool way to kind of get in touch with organizations in Vancouver that I wasn't really aware of.
Yeah. It makes you aware of, like, how much activism is actually happening in the city.
Nice. Yeah. So you were responsible for reaching out to the different groups that are being featured.
Yeah, we, like, collaborated together in the GRSJ Student Association about, like, what organizations we thought would be relevant for this year's conference. And then from there we picked our, like, top six. Mm-hmm. And then I've been contacting them and, like, trying to see who's interested in coming.
Cool. And what about you, Megan? What is your position?
So I am the moderator and keynote coordinator.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm just kind of more logistical, just kind of contacting. We've been contacting a bunch of professors in the UBC community, asking if they want to come and moderate a panel. Nice. So yeah, just to get faculty involved as well. We really don't want it to just be students in GRSJ. Like, we are really trying to reach out to
definitely
some different faculties at UBC and get some history people involved, psychology people, you know, just kind of.
We usually have a, like, really diverse amount of people that come, like, from multiple faculties and sometimes from outside of the UBC community. Just like a bunch of people collaborating together.
And what would you say to somebody who feels like they don't know enough about some of the issues that you might be talking about to kind of attend or feel comfortable, like, feel like they have the right to attend?
That's a really relevant question. I think that, like, one of the key things is that if you're someone who feels, like, uncomfortable with these topics or not, like, you aren't aware of them as much, this is, like, the perfect place to start.
Definitely. Because it's also, most of the students who are presenting, this is the first time they've ever given a presentation.
Yeah.
So it's a really kind of, like, supportive environment, and, like, honestly, anyone that has any interest in feminism or just wants to learn more about it or thinks that, you know, it's important, I would totally encourage them to come.
It's a day of education, basically.
Yeah, totally.
So, like, if you're looking to start somewhere, that's a great place to start.
Nice.
And then also, if you're feeling confident enough, like, you've written a paper that you're really proud of that has to do with social justice or feminism, like, submitting and attempting to present is, like, a really rewarding thing. I did it for the first time last year, and it was terrifying, but it was really, really rewarding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, well, we're going to take a little break, and we will be back to chat a little bit more about the conference. We're going to listen to some more music, because there are so many amazing female musicians. wish I could play, there's no way I could fit all the ones that I'd want to play today in, but I'm going to play something by one of my, maybe my favorite artist, St. Vincent, off of her newest album, St. Vincent. This track is called Prince Johnny. Enjoy.
Prince Johnny, you're kind, but you're not simple. By now, I think I know the difference. You wanna be a son, someone. Remember the time we went and snorted that piece of the we
Tuned in now to International Women's Day programming on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. I am with Marina and Megan from the F-Word Conference at UBC. Just chatting a little bit about that. The F-Word Conference, F standing for feminism, is happening, is it May 1st?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. 3rd. Okay. So during that track, these ladies and I were having a little conversation about what it means to be a feminist and kind of personally, I guess, different people's opinions on it. And something that, I guess if I had to answer that question, I'm going to tell a little story that I found interesting, that I had a class at the beginning of this year where we were reading an article that was talking about gendered metaphor use in scientific writing, and the prof asked the class how many people in there would consider themselves to be a feminist, and only maybe a quarter or a third of the people in the class raised their hands. And even at that, a lot of people were pretty timid to raise their hands. And I was talking about that with some people later on, and one of the people I was chatting with said, well, I don't know, I don't consider myself a feminist, because if I see gender inequality happening, I don't necessarily stand up to do anything about it. I don't take action, even though I myself don't practice any discrimination against people based on gender. I wouldn't necessarily like do something about it if I saw that happening, which made me think about, you know, what it means, I guess, to people. And I consider myself a feminist. I don't know if I do that much to stand up for gender equality, but it's something that I'm personally working on. So I guess, what do you guys feel about kind of like the active versus passive role and what it means to be a feminist?
Yeah, definitely. I think that there's a difference between being like a feminist activist and being a self-identified feminist. I don't think that those necessarily have to coincide. I think it's a great thing if there's something you believe in, you enact it in every part of your life. That's really important. But the thing is, if you feel more comfortable self-identifying and putting that forth, I think it's interesting to say that like people were timid about it, especially because that kind of shows us that we still really need feminism.
We have a lot of work to do.
Like, if there's enough ignorance about it among people that they feel awkward to put that forth because it's associated with negative things still.
Right.
Which really the whole point is that you're supposed to be talking about positive change, right? Positive movement towards gender equality and positive movement towards equality for everyone, right? That's it's the reason we're gender, race, sexuality, and social justice like students is because we're talking about oppression in its many forms, and that's not really isolated to gender, and it's just like saying that we all don't want to have people in our society that are excluded. And that's the point, right?
Yeah.
And I would say most people would be like, hell yeah.
Right? Yeah. What about you, Megan?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think that as important as it is to, you know, stand up for, you know, if you see something happening, like, although I do think it would be important in that scenario to, you know, step in and not let it pass by, I think that's not the only way that you can define, you know, being a feminist. And I think that, for me, feminism has really just offered me kind of like an opportunity to, you know, live my life and kind of act in a way that I feel like is truly, like, authentic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and totally.
I think that just the option to not feel like you have to necessarily, you know, fit into any prescribed, you know, norms of behavior or identities, I think that that's a really amazing part of feminism, and, like, the opportunity for other people to live authentically as well is just a really beautiful idea to me.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, what you're saying sounds like the way most people, the thing most people strive for in their lives.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
It creates a really strong community, too, which I think is, like, why I, like, joined the GRSJ Student Association was because, like, they're, like, a family within themselves, and I think that applies to, like, the gender studies program as well.
Right.
Like, for those that are interested in getting involved, it's, like, because it's so focused on, like, positive community and acceptance of all people, whatever shape or form or whatever you're coming in, it's a really great place. And I think when I joined gender studies, it was kind of like finding a new, like, language to describe the world around me that I, like, already felt, like, these systems of inequality, but I didn't really know how to talk about them.
Totally, totally. Are there any other things that the association puts on besides the F Word conference?
Yeah, the F Word conference is definitely our kind of biggest.
It sounds like biggest a lot of things.
We do have one other kind of small event. In the fall of each year, we put on, it's more of like a social event. It's called Chatting Over Chocolates.
Nice.
It's basically just an excuse for all of us to get together, and we usually get pie from Aphrodite's.
Yeah,
and
lots of chocolate and baked goods. Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
And we, like, have professors from the gender studies program come in and, like, hang out with students. Mm-hmm. So you get to, like, connect with your profs
one-on-one
over baked goods.
Yeah, yeah. Which can be hard, especially in your first few years of university. It can be hard to feel like approaching profs is something that they want you to do even sometimes.
For sure.
You know?
It seems intimidating, but usually I find good outcomes from that.
Well, yeah. And I mean, most of the time they are totally willing to chat, and they know they're such a good resource. I feel like you should take advantage of that, right? Especially if you're studying something that they are an expert on.
Yeah.
great. Yeah, okay. Well, Marina, you actually had a song request for us.
I did.
And what is, would you like to introduce it?
Sure. I wanted Little Dragon, Constant Surprises. She's one of my favorite female voices.
Yeah. They have a new album coming out, and it's called Nabuma Rubber Band. Not sure. I think that one's, nope, that's no information on when it's coming out. It's coming out in 2014, but this is the song Constant Surprises off of an album that came out in 2008, I believe. Enjoy.
Don't take kind, not that kind. We spoke and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, cause in my life things are built on the built on.
And we're back. That was Constant Surprises by Little Dragon. I am joined in the studio with Marina and Megan from the F Word Conference, celebrating International Women's Day here at CITR. So we just had a really good chat about feminism before we listened to that song. And Marina and Megan are going to give you guys some more information about the F Word Conference and how you can attend and get more involved.
Yeah, so for those of you that are interested in submitting to be a presenter at this year's conference, the conference is going to be on May 3rd, and we're looking for submissions right now. We're hoping for proposals about 200 words for a 10 to 15 minute talk. And the submission deadline is March 21st. And we really encourage anyone who's just written a paper that they feel like they're really passionate about in the areas of feminism, social justice, activism, like a plethora of subject matter. But like, we're really looking for a diverse group of people, and like, feel free to submit because it's such a rewarding experience.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, and send your submissions to grsjconference@gmail.com.
Perfect. And one more time, where people can register to attend the conference?
Yeah, so registration opens on March 16th, so it's coming up really fast. And just to put the date in there again, it's Saturday, May 3rd, so it's after exams. So,
nice.
You know, just to ensure that everyone can attend.
Yeah.
You just register... we'll post kind of like the registration website on our Facebook. So it's called F Word Conference 2014 is our Facebook. The same name coincides with our Twitter and our
website. Well.
Yeah. Definitely. And any kind of advice for people maybe looking to get involved for next year or kind of joining the association? Just...
yeah, feel free to send us an email. Our email is grsjconference@gmail.com. So even if you want to like volunteer at this year's conference, we love having people involved.
Definitely.
So feel free to send us an email.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
No problem. I don't know if I'll be in the city, but if I am, I will definitely be at the conference.
Awesome.
Sounds fantastic. Yay. We are going to end this little set with a track by The Oz, and then we are going to play a rebroadcast of some International Women's Day content from last year's special programming, and that was coordinated by the one and only Megan Thomas, who is no longer working at CITR, but is here in spirit, and I learned a lot from her, so I'm excited to play that for you guys. It's her interview with young Jamie Kendall Ward, who came in last year and did a live in-studio performance and chatted with Megan about her female identification. So stay tuned. We're going to go right now to a track called Bronwyn by local band The Oz. Some more lovely ladies here on International Women's Day on CITR.
You have my number, so you better call, 'cause if you don't